Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, sponsored by Meristem, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
California is posting record highs for numbers of coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and rate of positive tests. All this as the pandemic deepens across the state.
The death toll continues to climb as the state and many counties reinstitute stay-at-home measures.
And the numbers are much worse than they were 4 months ago when California became the first state in the nation to order its people to shelter in place and shut down the schools. But there continues to be political and business pressure on Governor Newsom and other leaders to allow more reopening, not to return to sheltering in place, and to let schools reopen with in-person classes, even though so far most large districts in the state are choosing to begin the new school year with remote learning only. For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by State Senator Steve Glaser of Orinda. He represents the 7th District in Contra Costa and Alameda counties. Before he ran for office himself, he was a key campaign advisor to Governor Jerry Brown. Thanks as always, Senator. And you've been out in front on coronavirus, really from the very start, advocating forceful measures, especially through your tweets. What is your assessment of where we stand right now in California and what you think we need to do?
Well, we've lost, thank you for having me on your show. We've lost control. I mean, that's the bottom line here. The whole idea is that public health is to drive the choices we make as a state to shut down, as you mentioned, in March, and that those should be driving the decisions about how we reopen. And unfortunately, we reopened too fast. The spread of the virus is greater than it's ever been, and we've lost control. And now the state is trying to find a way to put that genie back in the bottle, and it's very difficult.
There is a camp out there, Senator, that is arguing for a hard lockdown, something similar to what we saw in Italy. Where do you weigh in on that?
Well, if we don't have a hard lockdown, we have to have the ability to test to find out where the virus is, who has it, and to shut it down. And that's testing, and that's tracking and tracing those who have it, finding where the spread's coming from, and being able to close that down, whether that's in nursing homes or factories or anywhere else. But so our failure to be able to test and trace right now is an indication that we have to go back to more dramatic measures, which is going back to shelter in place. No one wants that. It has enormous negative consequences on people and on our economy. But if the focus is we have to stop this virus, we have to flatten the curve, I don't see another alternative if we can't test and we can't trace correctly.
On the prospects of that, even if you had that, would it work? I mean, you said the genie's out of the bottle. Can it really be stuffed back in?
Well, in countries around the world, they have been able to suppress it with testing and with adequate track and trace and shelter in place. Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Germany. So it's happened around the world because the instructions from above, that's national focus, and we obviously haven't had that with President Trump, as well as the ability to test, adequate testing supplies, and adequate workforce to track and trace. It can be done. And obviously, each of us in our behaviors contribute to whether we're successful or whether we're not. And obviously, what's happened thus far hasn't worked. We did go in shelter in place. We did pay the price for it. We opened too soon. The infection's out of control. And we're going to have to do something smarter and better if we're going to get it contained.
So it sounds like you're hedging a little bit. You're saying if we can't have adequate testing and tracing, then we should do a hard lockdown, at least go back to shelter in place. But are you confident and satisfied that we do have adequate testing and tracing? And if not, is it time now to go back to sheltering in place?
We know we don't have adequate testing. The governor yesterday said that through his Secretary of Health that we're going to prioritize who we can test. So he's thrown in the white flag to some extent on testing. On tracing, he's talked about his success in training 10,000 more people to be able to trace, but he's provided no data to show the effectiveness of that program. And so, yes, Doug, I think we need to see whether we need to have disclosure, transparency on the tracing program. Can it work? Is it working? But if it's not, I think we have to go back into a much more serious shelter in place, unfortunately.
Senator, the governor, Mr. Newsom, is obviously the face of this pandemic here in California in terms of decision making. Do you as an individual lawmaker feel like your voice is being heard enough?
Well, first, I think he's done a very good job in many ways, and he's represented really strong leadership up to a point. But he has not consulted with legislators before he's making these choices. He informs us after they have happened. As you know, we had an infection in the state assembly, so we've had to recess for an extended period of time because of health issues. So we have one hand tied behind our back in the legislative community, and so we rely upon the governor to exercise good judgment. In many ways, he's done it right, and in other ways, he hasn't. He's not responsible for everyone's behavior in the state, whether they're complying, and unfortunately, collectively, we have failed. And we have to find another way to do this better and smarter going forward.
Of course, Monday morning quarterbacking is always very dangerous, but you mentioned you would have liked the legislature to have been conferred with earlier on in this process. Do you think you and your fellow lawmakers would have put on the brakes for the state's reopening?
It's a good question, and I'm not so sure. I mean, look, all of us as politicians, we want to be popular. We don't want to do things that people don't want to do. We don't want to put them in uncomfortable positions. So it's a challenge for any of us in political life to be able to make these hard decisions like a parent would with a child. You have to be stern sometimes. You say you can't stay out late. You got to do your homework. No one likes to be unpopular as a parent. And in politics, no one wants to do things your constituents don't want to hear. But so that's a problem for all of us, including the governor, including all of us in the legislature. So I don't know if that would have made a difference. We need strong executive leadership, really, at the end of the day. The governor, just like the president, is in charge of our country. The governor is in charge of our state. And so I'm not so sure we would always be unanimous in exactly how we should proceed going forward. But we do need tough medicine for us to get the cure, to kill this virus, to get back to a normal life.
You were a close advisor to Governor Brown. Governor Newsom will acknowledge political pressure to do so. Mistake? Why do you think he won't own up to that?
Well, because it's hard to do it when you're in the midst of a pandemic, let me just say. And I know that he and his staff have been working incredibly hard, and this is a very stressful, difficult time. And all these choices that are made are very, very serious. They have life and death consequences. So I think that they are doing their best, but I think that they're up against pressure points that means that you don't take full steps, you take half steps. So what he rewound yesterday was a half step backwards. We didn't end retail shopping. We didn't end restaurants. We pulled it back, but not to the place in which we had on March 19th when he issued the original stay-at-home order. So unfortunately, this is the challenge of leadership. I think at the end of the day, it's not about being popular in the moment today or tomorrow. It's about having the results of successfully stopping this virus and saving people's lives. And I don't think it should be about poll results and being popular in this moment. We have to do our jobs, and I want to encourage and support the governor in doing his job. We have to just do it better and smarter.
All right, thank you so much, State Senator Steve Glazer, Democrat from Arinda, representing much of Contra Costa, part of Alameda County. Thanks for being our guest today on the State of California, which you can hear every weekday at 3:30. Also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Congressman Ro Khanna. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.